Listen to the voices of our world.
You can buy a bride at the price of $10,000 to $15,000 US dollars.
What happens to them once they reach their new husband?
They suffer. They have a hard life.
Welcome to Voices of Our World, a presentation of this station and Mary Knoll. I'm your host, Eileen Bott. Slavery is alive and well. Women are bought and sold every day. Some give consent, hoping to alleviate their family's debt. The mail-order bride industry took off in the late 60s as demand for submissive women rose. Business was good, but it boomed with the advent of the World Wide Web and the reality of globalization. Thousands of websites offer young, demure, obedient brides from abroad. Billions are exchanged as authorities turn a blind eye to organized crime's unregulated industries. Marriage is legal, after all. Today we'll speak about the discrimination, isolation, humiliation, and abuse that direct order brides endure. Mary Knoll's sister Zhang Nguyen created a support network for Vietnamese direct order brides in Taiwan. When Zhang Nguyen was sent by the Mary Knoll sisters to Taiwan to learn Mandarin, she never knew how critical these language skills would become. A Jesuit priest asked her to investigate allegations that Vietnamese direct order brides were experiencing domestic violence. Finding these hidden women was no easy task. Zhang, a fluent Vietnamese speaker, strained to hear accents in fruit and vegetable markets. She'd ask women where they were from and found that many were afraid to reply under the watchful eyes of their in-laws. But over time, a few women agreed to come to her home to share Vietnamese food and chat in their mother tongue. Those who came knew of others who were not allowed to leave their houses. And so an unofficial network was created, and Zhang's phone number was given to address any need. They called when they needed advice or shelter. They called when they needed police reports, legal help, court dates. And they called when they just needed a friend. After 3 years in Taiwan, Zhang Nguyen came back to the U.S. to take her final vows to become a Mary Knoll nun. Eleanor Ostrinsky spoke to her in our studios.
It's much cheaper to get a woman outside of Taiwan. You can buy a bride at the price of $10,000 to $15,000 U.S. dollars. But if they were to get married to a Taiwanese woman, it would be three or four times as much.
Why is it that it's three or four times more expensive?
Because in Taiwan, the cost of weddings are really out of this world. You know, they have to pay for the bride's jewelry, her dress, and I think they would spend around $3,000 to $4,000 US dollars for taking pictures alone, and then add on top of that the restaurant and inviting guests and all that. So it comes to a huge chunk of money.
And why is it that a Taiwanese man would even have to buy a bride?
Because these men usually cannot get Taiwanese women because they're either much older, in their 50s or 60s. They've been married several times. They have physical disabilities, mental disabilities. They have some kind of physical disfigurement. And also, Taiwanese women are much more educated now. They have the economic power. And more women are choosing not to enter into marriage because they don't want to kowtow to the male anymore. It still is a patriarchal society, and their way of getting around it is not to marry.
Similar to what's happening in this country.
Yeah.
How is a woman valued in Taiwan?
I've talked to Taiwanese women who are in their 30s and 40s. They say that men still expect women to be subservient to them, take care of the house, bear the children, take care of them and their family, and listen to their husband. That's one of the Confucius ideal. The three laws of Confucius for a woman used to be, and this was also in Vietnam, that's why I know it. If you are a woman and you live at home with your parents, you have to follow your father. If you leave the house, that means if you get married, That's the only way you leave the house. You have to follow and obey your husband. If your husband dies, you have to follow and obey your son. And so those ideals, it's still operating at a deep level that a good woman would follow these things, you know. So that's why Taiwanese men love to go to Vietnam and look for a wife, because they say out of all the foreign brides in Taiwan, the Vietnamese women are considered to be the most guai. That's a Mandarin word which means she's good. She's the stereotype is Vietnamese women, they will stay at home, they will bear children, they take care of the house, they take care of their husband, they do everything.
So how do they go about getting a Vietnamese wife?
What I've heard from the women who have been in shelters for abused women, they tell me the system in Vietnam is like this. And from newspaper accounts from Vietnam, I know it's true. There are people who scour the countryside where there's no electricity, where there's none of the modern conveniences, and they would get young girls, about 18 to 20, and they get them to the city by saying that, oh, you can have a much better life in Taiwan, you can help your family, and most of the time the women's family is very poor, they're really destitute, and they probably, their land has been mortgaged, and so their family is in debt, and they need some kind of cash to pay the money lender so that they can keep the little plot of land that the whole family subsists on. So a lot of times these young women are asked to sacrifice, and they do it willingly because it's a part of the culture, as well as I think they feel good too, that they could save the whole family. And then they are brought into the city, and the marriage broker business is supposedly illegal in Vietnam. So they are brought into holding houses. Each house would hold about 30 or 40 of them, sleeping in tight quarters. And then there would be marriage brokers from Taiwan who would bring these men into Vietnam. And these men would go to a hotel or someplace where they gather about 200 to 300 of these young women, and the men would walk in and pick out a wife. Or a man could be in his hotel, and the brokers would bring them 20 or 30 girls at a time to take a look and pick one. And, you know, if today you don't see anything you like, and you tomorrow they'll bring by another batch, and the next day another batch. And also they have books of like hundreds of pictures, and you can also flip through the books and choose one. And they'll bring them by so that you can see them in person. And this whole network of people, marriage broker system, it's really is part of organized crime. They try to push these young women into marriage with foreigners within 1 month.
So they actually get married in Vietnam.
That's right. It's a civil ceremony, and then they have a little reception for the bride's family, and then the men would leave, and the women would follow within, you know, however long it takes to process the papers. And in that time, they're expected to learn the language and, you know, learn a little bit about the Taiwanese culture. And so these are all components of the quote-unquote program that'll cost him. So that's why it costs about from $10,000 to $15,000. And everybody gets a cut, from the people who go out into the countryside to scour, and the women who hold these women in a holding house. For each young woman, she or he gets $300 to $500 for each of them. And
so
they have a house
business.
It's huge business. And then the marriage broker in Taiwan gets the bulk of the $10,000 to $15,000, and they would give the women anywhere from $100 to $500
to give to their family.
To give to their family. That's what they get. And everything else goes to the marriage broker business. So it is huge, huge business, considering that right now in Taiwan there are, from Vietnam alone, about 100,000 women who have gone. Just think of the money.
That's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And now these women are in Taiwan. What happens to them? What happens to their lives once they reach their new husband?
You know, these women are facing a lot of problems because once they get to Taiwan, I found out that the marriage brokers in Taiwan would oftentimes tell the men, if you want to keep her obedient, don't let her out of the house. Don't let her interact with any of the women from her country. So basically isolate her so you can command and control her. So I would say about 20 to 30% of the marriages involve abuse, physical abuse, severe abuse. But of all the women that I talked to, a few hundred, I would say 90% of them would say that they suffer. They have a hard life. There are, of course, marriages that work out, and those are the kind where the men really intend to wed a wife.
Where they just want a wife versus a servant.
Absolutely. Sometimes I think they think they're buying a domestic slave who happens to be there for their sexual convenience too, and to bear children. Those are the three main things. The statistics shows that most mail order or direct order brides who come to Taiwan, they say that within the first 6 months, they would be pregnant. That's one of the primary reason also why these men want to get married is to have a woman to bear his child, and especially a male child.
Can you give me an example of somebody that you met that this happened to?
This woman who got married, and when she was 6 months pregnant, her husband's attitude towards her changed. When she gave birth to her child, he wanted a divorce. He said, you can go back to Vietnam now. I'll give you, I think, like $1,000 or something like that. So his whole objective of marrying her was to give him a son. And there was no regard to her as the mother of his child, and that his child needs a mother. And when she refused, the abuse started. The intimidation tactics, the physical, verbal, and mental abuse. And, you know, he would tell her that, don't worry, I'm not going to hit you so that marks will show. I'm not that stupid. But you're going to suffer if you don't give me a divorce. And she did. When I left Taiwan, I asked her, do you really want to stay? And she said, of course, I want to raise my son. And thank God she did have the support of his family, which is unusual. So she wanted to stay and hope that his family will take pity on her and help her somehow to get Taiwanese citizenship. And that was her hope. And she was not willing to give up her son.
What laws should be enacted to protect the lives of mail order and direct order brides? Email us. Go to www.maryknoll.org/voices. Just click on Contact Us. Or call us at 877-MARY-KNOLL. That's 877-MARY-KNOLL. MARYKNOLL. You're listening to the Voices of Our World.